Gmail Podcast, Episode 2, Basic Folders. Welcome to the Gmail Podcast, a collection of hints, tips, and tricks to help you get more from your Gmail account. I'm your host, Chuck Tomasi. Thank you for listening, and thank you for subscribing. If you're listening to this by clicking directly on the icon on the website, consider subscribing for free and get the show automatically delivered to you. Just download Apple iTunes and go to www.chuckchat.com and click on the image that says Subscribe iTunes next to the Gmail Podcast banner. It's quick, free, and easy. Well, this week I want to take a step back a little bit. The first episode launched a little bit too far deep into Gmail for some of you. I know you're just getting started and you've got a couple of questions, and that may have been a bit advanced. Some people have sent feedback saying, hey, great tip, but others are saying, whoa, wait a minute, I'm not that far yet. So let's back up to the basics. On the left side of the screen are your folders. The default is inbox, where your messages are delivered. Starred are any messages that you have put stars on. Don't worry, I'll talk about stars, filters, folders, and more soon enough. The sent mail folder is a copy of all messages you have sent to other people from Gmail, via web interface or POP. Again, we'll talk about POP in a bit. Drafts is a folder of messages that have been composed, saved, but not yet delivered. This is handy if you need to take time to compose your thoughts or facts, or you get interrupted and need to come back later. All mail is your archive. This is all your mail you have not deleted, including messages you have sent, forwarded, or received. Spam, of course, is a folder of messages Gmail has identified as spam or junk mail. You can add more messages by flagging them as spam, and Gmail will learn to watch for messages with similar attributes periodically. Don't forget to check this folder when someone says they sent you a message and you don't see it in any of your other folders. The search feature doesn't look at the spam folder by default, but you can turn it on if necessary. The trash folder is where items flagged as trash get placed before getting deleted. It is much like the recycle bin or trash can on your computer desktop. Items are not gone until you empty the trash folder in Gmail. Again, the search feature does not look in this folder by default. By the way, clicking on the logo will always bring you back to the main inbox index page. I do have some listener feedback this week. Mark Shepard writes, "What is a conversation?" I mentioned conversations in the previous show. A conversation is a thread of the same discussion. If I send him a message and we're talking about an eBay auction, and he replies and I reply, and maybe we get a third person in, that's all a conversation. Whether it goes out to a list of people or it's just between two people, it's easy to digest it. Rather than putting all of these things in exact chronological order, they're put in by default in Gmail into their conversations, which makes it easy to go back and reference. And Paul Finch writes, "I was wondering if there was a way to forward emails from my older Yahoo email address to my current Gmail account. I'm enjoying the podcast, and I hope it stays around for a long time to come. Thanks." Well, thank you, Paul. To be honest, I don't have a lot of Yahoo experience, so I'm calling upon the listeners who may have Yahoo accounts to send me a tip on how he might do that. I figure it's got to be possible, and now I'm asking you for help. And finally, a quick tip. Using the BCC or blind carbon copy field to hide the recipients is a good idea if you want to protect the privacy of all your recipients. If I'm sending out a message to, say, 25 people, and I don't want all 25 people to know those addresses, I would typically use the BCC field. However, this may get blocked by some mail systems. If it's not to the specific person, particularly in a corporate environment, it may not get where it's going. So be leery about using that, and use it only when you know that it will work. That's all for this week. Don't forget to stop by the site. Put your pin on the Frapper map if you haven't done so already. I understand the link was incorrect for a few days. I have corrected that. Gmail invites, as always, are still available. I have no affiliation with Google other than as a satisfied Gmail user. Comments or suggestions can be sent to gpodcast@gmail.com. Again, visit the website at www.chuckchat.com. Thank you for listening. Don't forget to write.
You've got Gmail.